Hi, this is Dave O'Meara, and this is 5x5 on Tuesday, September 13th, 2005. Today, I return to the work of the OTOM Labs, the Artificial Criticism Development Project, to one of the critical templates produced by those labs, and this one is called A Wise-Ass Yet Fawning Review of a Major Show. This is the first critical template produced by the OTOM Labs.
Absolutely no intention of review ever in having the Village Voice.
This one was by Jane Harris back on June 14th, 2005.
Republished or performed in any way, although now that I say that, as I was saying that, that little pause, the cause of that pause, you may say, was the fact that I realized that's a contentious statement that is very simple in the back of my mind anytime I
statement there and as its own paragraph and knowing his rhetorical style, we get the idea pretty quickly that he's going to call this into question in some way. And so he states the law, the acceleration of a body is equal to the force which acts on it divided by its juxtapositions. He continues,
the practitioner's artistic style artist produces minimal but eloquent paintings whose strength comes from their intense fusions of basic element of art and moral adjective form. She may run a colloquial adjective, mathematical adjective,
free newspapers,
colloquial noun,
which of course
a brilliant
at the beginning
of that dense element,
rich tradition in American journalism.
So we begin with A Wise-Ass Yet Fawning Review of a Major Show. And again, we really hope that all of you out there who are striving to develop artificial criticism, and whether you intend to eliminate the critic from the discussion,
whilst at the same time intensifying one's analysis of that contact.
Okay, now here we are in a very different world than, we'll say, for the contemporary modern self-help book. Pessoa is suggesting that true experience consists in reducing
take it easy.
That contact with reality. Okay. Stepping back,
do what you do. Not being able to play audio.
Someday,
that person will return from vacation and return the French CD collection to the library,
at which point it will be delivered from the Sherwood Library to the downtown library.
All this presumes that the CDs have not
such a monumental tribute to a single practitioner of
the Central Library will be sending me.
Exhibit title is more than a blockbuster.
It is a tribute. It is historic,
excuse me.
Having recently purchased large number works, its largest acquisition of work by a living practitioner of art form, the museum offers nearly half these works and almost an entire floor to document this number year career.
It helps that artist has been extremely prolific since he began working on it.
You can arbitrarily, I guess analytically, say that
several examples.
You can put one on one side and express it as the other two, as whatever mathematical relationship the other two have within that system. None of those
deceptively simple titles
here,
moral adjective, basic art element, colloquial noun across a technical term of basic art element that reads like a joining of two incomplete simple forms, is a case in point. More in the art movement style of I Foolery is title year, a simple form composed of four simple forms joined at their positions, two stripes in basic art element.
But the road to Entepful, if followed right to the end, would lead straight back to Entepful, which means that Entepful, where we started, is that end of the world we set out to find in the beginning.
Is the real key to his skillful revival.
Actually, this
in
is,
the end,
there's a whole
it is the layering of work within work, the verbed noun,
travel,
the adjective technical term, the descriptive hyphenated phrase technical term, and all those verbed nouns that make artists' work cumulatively compelling and unmistakably his own.
Now, of course, the challenge for anyone attempting to use this template is to find the appropriate show to which it may be applied, and good luck to all you researchers out there. That cognac.